The local word on sport. Out of bounds. Triple M.
Intro our guest. Okay. It's always
funny. Mate, I'll tell you what. He is a superstar. He's played 3 state games, and we're lucky to have him in the South West Footy League. He plays for HBL, and he's a ruckman there, Mitch Andrews. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, boys. How we going?
Going well. Thank you very much. Last 3 games hadn't quite gone the way. How do we swing this around?
Oh, it's pretty obvious, mate. He's going to sort of keep winning, so it's the only real thing he can do. But been pretty unlucky, obviously. But, you know, it's a tight competition, so hopefully you got to get the runs on the board this week.
Mate, I'm a little bit curious, having coached myself. What did the coach say when you went into halftime 1-11 against South?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate, there wasn't really too much he can say, really. I mean, we're playing okay, just not hitting the scoreboard, so... It's one of those things, like you got to convert, like that's how you win games, ultimately.
What's it like on the ground? Game. Because obviously you're trying to do everything right out there, and it gets the forward line, and obviously, as you said, 1-11. Surely there's still the confidence out there going, hey, we've had 12 scoring shots, at least we're doing the right thing.
Oh, mate, everyone was confident, but it was just one of those, you know, things that she's putting at the end of the day, but hopefully this week we can, kick 12-1 instead of 1-12 or whatever it was.
Now, mate, Dave Newman's been fantastic for you up forward. Is it a little bit of a concern that he's the only one in goal-kicking double figures?
Not really. I mean, we've got a pretty young forward line, so, I mean, just got to get down. The boys down there are there to apply pressure, and goals just sort of bob up, you know, everyone now and then. And he's just, he's obviously got a lot of experience behind him in that, and he's very, very good player down there and sort of reads it a lot better than most other players.
Receiving a few handballs is what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, you're running around the back. I've been lined up a couple of times. He's been running around the back of me. So,
how far is Christian Thornton away? Is he getting close to getting back to fitness?
Yeah, I think he'll play this week. Pretty confident he'll play this week. With KP, he's just, a few little niggles. As you get older, you sort of get them and you can't shake them, but I'm pretty confident he'll play this week.
It's a big game this week. Before we get on to that, though, a bit about Mitch Andrews. Broadbeach Cats, you started off, did you?
Yeah, mate, I'm actually originally from Tassie. So there was about 7 of us that moved up to the Gold Coast when we were about sort of 20, 21, and had a couple of years up there of partying and whatnot. So that's kind of, everyone sort of thinks I've come across from Queensland, but I'm actually Tasmanian.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know what, Crady thought you were from Queensland, which is quite interesting. because he's gone on before, just got to sell this, before the interview he's gone, now you come from Broadbeach, don't you, Mitch? And Mitch has quite, very well gone, I'll bring this up when we talk about it.
And then Tassie, I'll tell you what, it would be a bit different for the climate down in Tassie than moving up to Queensland to play footy.
Oh, mate, it's definitely... I haven't been there in so long. A lot of boys just got the baby screaming in me.
No,
that's
okay.
All right, buddy.
I'm still just getting over the fact that he's sold you under a bus this time, Craney. Mitch can come on this show every single week for all I care.
Every single week.
Yeah, but no, back to your question. I mean, it's freezing down there, so it's nice over, the warmer sort of climates. But I played a couple. I played a game last year over in Melbourne, and you just kind of forget how bloody cold it actually is.
And then moved on to West Perth and Claremont. Good stint in the waffle.
So I ended up playing a state game over in Queensland and got sort of talking with a bloke that I used to know who played over in West Perth. And he said sort of he got me in contact with them, and the rest was history.
And how have you found the transition from waffle footy into the South West Footy League?
Pretty enjoyable. I mean, it's a great bunch of blokes down there, and it's, the training and that sort of drops off a notch, and what's sort of expected of you from sort of, obviously, very, very hectic. But no, mate, to be honest, I'm really enjoying it down there, and it's just, couldn't want to be part of a better club.
How do you find the game styles, sort of the differences in terms of playing waffle, playing South West football?
The game style, it's obviously a lot less sort of structured and that sort of thing, but it can open up and that sort of thing. And just sort of the same we got now too. We just got so many young, good players and that sort of thing. You still sit back and just go, Jesus, that bloke's, got a really good, bright future ahead of him. So.
Now, mate, this Harvey game is absolutely huge in context to your season.
It's huge.
Has that been brought up yet, sort of the important? I know every game's important, but this is sort of getting to be an 8-point ball game.
Yeah, it has, mate. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's a really important game for the season, but they're obviously the team we love to beat as well. So it's kind of got a double sort of whammy factor to it. But there's no doubt about it. The boys will be up and about, you know, Cherry Ripe to play this week and really looking forward to it.
Because you'd reckon Harvey, they've been close, but just haven't got the cigar for quite a few games. So they'd be starting to feel like it's finals for them.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, the competition's so tight. It's when we play them, they knocked us off last time, so we owe them one. But, you know, I was surprised when you sort of look back at the ladder and only see that they've won just a couple games, because I certainly think they're a sort of lot better team than what the ladder's showing.
So looking forward to the rest of the season, as you know, we've got, 6 games to go after this weekend. Have you set sort of a goal of how many wins you've got to get, you reckon, in order to make the finals? Because you sort of look at it and you could just about split it half and half and maybe sneak in.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can, but we don't really sort of look too far ahead as a playing group. We're just sort of playing each week as it comes and just trying to win that game.
Mate, I mean, that's a cliche.
I know, but I think the competition show anyone could beat anyone, you know. So if you look too far ahead or you're not rocking up on that particular day, you're just going to get knocked off, you know. So it is a cliche, but that's realistically all you can do.
Well, that's what is a cliche, because that's true. But as you say, I went and watched Collie just about knock off the Eton Boomers last week. So it's a great competition when, as a spectator, you can go along and anybody can win.
And that's what the fans want.
What about you, boys? Who do you reckon the team to beat?
Look, I mean, I still think Donnybrook's going to be the team to beat, but I'm standing here with 2 other South Bunbury people in this studio at the moment, and they've got death eyes at me.
No, I actually watched the Eton Boomers last week, and they've got a fairly good structured forward line. They're good around the stoppages, so.
And of course, that's the other club that Craney coached for. So, anyway.
Yeah, so it'll probably be Eton Boomers South Bunbury Grand Final.
What are you going to do, Grand Final day, Craney?
I actually tipped HBL to be in the Grand Final, Mitch. So at the start of the season, so.
So okay, lift is what he's trying to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see that in writing. But.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how your team, and obviously how the rest of the season goes for everyone, but really really impressed with how you've gone so far this season, and looking forward to seeing how you go for the rest of the year. Mitch, thanks very much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. Oh, hang on. Alan Crane's
just
got
quietly,
one last thing. Hang on.
Guess in the paper at the start of the year, you know, I had to put the tips in. Guess who I picked for the Hayward medalist?
Who'd you pick for the Hayward medalist?
Mitch Andrews.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think Louis McKenna from South Bunbury is actually moving all
he's
right.
He's in good nick, isn't he?
Yeah, he had a really good landmark series too. Him or actually Jesse Crichton might be a little smoky too for us.
I reckon that'll be open too. It's a great competition.
That's exactly right.
You can close down the interview.
Thank
now,
you. So 2018 Hayward medalist Mitch Andrews, thank you very much for joining us here on Out of Bounds.
Boys, good on you. Thanks, appreciate it.
Out of Bounds, Triple M.